dead.
All right. We're going to pretend it's tomorrow.
Yep.
Damn, it's cold. You can say that. Yeah. Because it's going to be cold.
It will be cold, yeah.
Bear Country 95.3, Tuesday morning. And we're going online with Mick from Montague Webworks. The Montague Webworks website of the week on Bear Country 95.3. Mick, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Happy New Year's to you, sir.
Happy New Year's to you.
Yeah, there it is. It's a new year, another year over, a new one just begun.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And with that in mind, the website of the week is looking at your own business website or company website, if it's something that you control out there, you, the listener, taking a look at your business website with fresh new eyes as if it was not your website, but someone else's.
So maybe be a little critical if you.
Exactly.
If you could.
Yep. Bring your spouse in or a buddy or a girlfriend or somebody that you trust and say, look at this site and imagine that you landed here after looking for a service or a product that, you know, you wound up on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with me. Be brutal. And what do you think? Does it serve your needs? Does it serve my needs?
So you got to, first of all, you got to find someone who's going to be honest with you.
That's right.
Which isn't an easy thing to do, by the way.
Everyone wants to be nice to you because you're a very nice person out there, Mr. and Mrs. Listener.
So you find that person, you bring up the website, and then you prepare for a beating.
That's right. And take notes and be serious, you know, and maybe give them a task. There are, when you get to really high professional grade, like Yahoo grade of being the person that manages that website, they have focus groups. And they have people sitting down in front of screens, and they've got like eyeball detectors and
what are you looking at?
Cameras. Where is the person looking at? Where are their hands going on the keyboard or the mouse? And they give them tasks.
Yep.
Go to the site, send an email to so and so, and attach a file. And they do it to 100 people, and they see if there's any hesitation or confusion, and they sort of learn from that. So maybe you want to ask your person that's helping you out. Find my hours or find, you know, my services or something like that and
right.
See how long it takes them.
When you refresh a website, how often should someone who runs a website refresh that website in your opinion?
At least every 3 years. You don't want to do it every year because it's going to look like the management keeps changing every year.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a lot of similar elements. Obviously, your logo.
To be familiar is good.
To be familiar is good. So the people that are repeat customers will come and go, oh, this looks nice. I can tell that it's the same site, the same people. Not that much has changed, but maybe there's a new background image, or maybe you've got a header graphic that shows the season. You know, that's kind of nice to keep it kind of fresh. But at least re-looking at the content and the layout and the navigation once a year when you have some downtime is advisable for anybody that's got a professional website.
Mick from Montague Webworks wants to work on your website. And remember, you can get that work done at a 30% discount by checking out our 30% off store over at bear953.com. There's $100 gift certificates that are for sale for $70. So you save 30% off your services.
Check it out, hey. And we love those certificates.
Mick from Montague Webworks, the Montague Webworks website of the week. Be good, Mick.
Stay warm.